Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Brand Pitch. This week I'm joined by Ross from Leap Hockey. We're going to talk about how Leap got started, all the stages it went through in development, and where he wants to go in the future. This episode is brought to you by Patreon. You can join the Boss Hef Hockey Club on Patreon from as little as £1 a month, and it helps support the content that we're creating and also funds more giveaways. For that £1 a month, you get access to... For £1 a month, you get early access to all of our content. You also get bonus entries into giveaways and also some exclusive content just put on Patreon. If you like this episode and want to see more like it, please subscribe and like this video and leave a comment below of who you'd like to appear next. How did Leap Hockey get started?
So Leap Hockey got started in 2014 when I was back in England. And I'd just been selected for the Great Britain squad in the build-up to the 2016 Olympics. And I had to have two shoulder surgeries and an operation on my hand as well within the space of about 18 months. And, you know, it put things into question whether the athlete route was the route that I wanted to go down or did I enjoy my coaching? And I'd always coached with my dad from a young age. He used to coach and go into schools and worked at the club. And I really enjoyed coaching with him. And, you know, was I more passionate about passing my knowledge and you know, experiences on to the next generation? And I thought that I was. So that's kind of how it started in 2014. I decided that I wanted to set up my own coaching business and, you know, use that to give athletes the opportunity to sort of learn what I'd learned at the international level. And shortly after that, decided, you know, to start running some little clinics and some little group sessions and individual sessions, and basically focused it all around coaching. And the LEAP actually stands for Learn, Enjoy, Achieve and Progress. And it was a way of just making coaching as fun as possible. And yeah, that's kind of how it got up and running. And then you know, I did a few bits in Canterbury in England and decided that I had the opportunity to go and play again in Australia. So took some time to figure out what I wanted to do after being in the international setup for about a year and a half and only making a few training sessions and spending most of my time in the rehab center. So really wanted to go abroad and just go and enjoy my hockey and take Leap with me. And that was my way of, you know, coaching on the side. And yeah, went and played in Australia, really enjoyed it. Spent a year in Perth and played with Eddie Ockenden and Tyler Lovell at YMC in Perth. And that was great. And, you know, set some little things up there with Leap and started, you know, slowly growing the social media. Not that I knew what I was doing. I think we were using Twitter at that point and a few bits on Facebook. So yeah, just got slowly kept it with me as I was playing. And over the next 3 years that I spent in Australia, I went and did another two seasons in Melbourne and slowly started to grow it even further out there, running group sessions, individual sessions. And that's how the academy started, was over there. Was, you know, I wanted to get groups of players together based around an international program that I'd played in England. And give, you know, athletes in Australia the opportunity to learn how it was played in England, essentially. So yeah, then I went over there and over to Melbourne, worked at a club system and had a really good setup. It was almost at a point where I was really excited to see sort of how it could progress. I had more and more players coming to be coached at the academies, and group sessions and individual sessions were taking off. So yeah, it was a really good time. And this was about 2016 at this point. And then I met my wife on a plane back from Australia to England. And that threw a massive spanner in the works, because she later got offered a job in America. And yeah, I decided that, okay, I'm up for, I always wanted to coach in the college system in America. And had a great opportunity. So unfortunately, Leap took a little bit of a back seat for probably 2 years. And I went and, you know, followed my dream of trying to coach in a college, and went to a club called WC Eagles, which is probably the biggest club here in America. And they all They ran clubs, they ran clinics, individual sessions, group sessions, all under a new brand. So Leap did take a bit of a back seat. 1 year after that, I got sort of offered a job at Temple University, which was amazing. It was right up the street from where I was living. So it was an easy commute to work. And I always wanted to coach in college and really sort of see what the college system was all about. So, yeah. Leap kind of took still the back seat there. And then the second season that I was there, I got offered the opportunity to kind of start it up again, running small groups that allowed me to see recruits for the university. So it was a great way of recruiting. So again, set up like the academies and the academies was sort of where I was focusing my energy, minus the small groups and the individuals, because college takes up a lot of your time. It was a good way of getting back into, running the academies, but also recruiting for college, essentially. So it started back up, let's say, in 2018, 2019 on a small basis. And then my wife actually got offered the opportunity to move from Philadelphia to LA. So we road tripped over, and the day before the pandemic, we got to LA. And then we moved there and everything shut down. So Leap again took another back seat for a good few months, at least 6 months. But this was the turning point where I really thought that this is what I want to do full time. And this is where I want, to spend my energy is we were on one wage because I didn't have a job when we moved over. And obviously LA is extremely expensive. And my wife turned around to me one day and she said, well, what are you going to do? And I didn't really have a clue at this point. And she said, not to discourage anything from driving an Uber, but she said, well, you're going to have to drive an Uber. And that's where we sort of, and I just said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm really going to start pushing Leap and doing what I really wanted to do in the first place. So, it slowly started to open back up and I was able to run some little coaching sessions on our tennis court. Which we had on the complex. So, I just filmed everything. I decided that I was going to create content from this. And, I was training with the USA boys on a roller hockey rink and I was going to film that as well. And ultimately just started filming everything from a hockey perspective and, running these little sessions and group sessions on a tennis court. And, it got some traction on Instagram and it slowly started to build. And then I just thought I'm going to run an academy. And this was during COVID. The field was still closed. And I managed to get hold of a wine tasting venue, which was about 50 feet by 60 feet. Wasn't very big. And I got in contact with Bonet, who make the, pop-up goals. And they make these, big nets that you can put around fields to keep the ball in. So we turned this wine tasting venue into a massive an arena, a hockey arena. And one of the boys on the USA team, Graham Jackson, amazing photographer and videographer. And I just said to him, let's run this academy. And I'd love you to come and film the whole thing. And, it was from there on, I used it as a massive marketing tool to then go and promote these academies elsewhere in the US, basically. So that's kind of how that's the journey from start to finish with the academies. And we ran five academies that year. I ran one in Austin and three on the East Coast and the one in LA. So really, it just grew out of nowhere. It grew out of COVID. It grew to a point where, people were starting to recognize the program and what I was teaching and what we were doing with social media. And it was just a fantastic way of, sort of showcasing the game. So that's kind of where it got to, yeah.
So days away from, rather than Leap Hockey, being an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's what it took. It was just, I would happily drive an Uber. I'd happily do anything. I'm very, driven. I, want to create a good life for my wife and I. And if I had to go down the Uber driving route, that would have been absolutely fine. But my dream was to really build my own company around coaching and growing the game and giving athletes the best opportunity to succeed. And this was it. And I just really followed my dream and my passion and just went with it.
You talk about moving around and sort of bringing the coaching with you as you went and traveled around and learned. How much did you give out in terms of knowledge, and how much did you get back during those travels? So like the time spent in Australia, going across to America.
Yeah, so I sort of gave out a lot of, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I like seeing others succeed. And I think that's where my passion comes from, is that, you know, I had the ability to go and, you know, play international hockey, and I had the drive to go and achieve that. But my real passion is to see others have fun and others succeed in the sport. So for me, when I was coaching these sessions, you know, everything I'd learn, I would, you know, give to these athletes and give them the opportunity to learn how I did and be coached. You know, Quan Brown was my favorite coach and still is to this day. He taught me so much. And, you know, the knowledge that I got from him, I just wanted to pass on to others to give them the opportunities, basically. Playing in Australia, they play a completely different style of hockey. It's very route one, attacking, the dynamic on the ball. Whereas England was a little bit more structured in that sense. And, you know, going from a structured game to a really attacking game allowed me to learn new, you know, aspects of it. And, you know, putting those two together and then coming across to America gave me much more knowledge to then go and pass on. So when I started at WC Eagles, and it was a really professional atmosphere, you know, I felt like I was in a really good place to, you know, help these athletes succeed.
And you talked about it being almost a recruitment tool when you first went out there with the academies and seeing players. How much scope did you have to go and set the locations for your academies to do that recruitment?
Yeah, so Pennsylvania is a massive hub of hockey, and the East Coast is huge over here. So Temple sits where I was coaching, is right in Philadelphia. So we were in the heart of the hockey hub, and just even going 30 minutes outside of the city to set these up allowed me to sort of see players in and around the city that could be interested in coming to Temple University. So, you know, we go and set these clinics up and give athletes the opportunity to learn, you know, what it takes to be an international player. But also during that time, you know, you're able to see these players coach, you know, see these players perform under pressure, see them perform these elite skills. And then do they fit the college system? Do they fit our program? And would we like them to come, you know, to the program and be coached by us full time, essentially?
And do you have any leap success stories? So people that you found in those early American camps that have progressed through to join the national setup?
So when I was coaching at WC, although I wasn't coaching with the leap stuff at that time, you know, working with a few players, and, you know, this goes hats off to WC Eagles coaches and all of the coaches there, because it wasn't just myself coaching them. But there's, you know, Ashley Sessa, who is now one of our athletes and coaches. I coached her for a few sessions and in little group sessions at WC Eagles. And she's now in New Zealand and Australia with the women's national team in the Pro League. So seeing her progress and, you know, seeing her sort of take on board some of the things that I was teaching her at the time, and seeing her now is just, you know, that's why I really like doing this, because, you know, you have such an impact on these players, you know, not just in the game, but also, you know, as coaches, we're like role models for people. And, you know, it's a great, you know, I really pride myself on, you know, being respectful, being honest, wearing my heart on my sleeve. And hopefully that comes across in my coaching as well. And I think it's a good way for, you know, athletes to learn, but also, you know, learn from coaches outside of the game. Like Quan for me, like, well, he made me work hard. He made me work extremely hard. And that set me up. That set me up not only on the hockey field, but that set me up in my outside of my hockey career as well. So I think it's important as coaches that we, you know, we teach the game. We teach all the aspects of the game and give athletes the best opportunities to learn. But also, you know, how do we carry ourselves that athletes can use this outside of the sport as well?
That's all really, really interesting to hear. So from where Leap has come from, obviously now you're partnered with the FIH, mm-hmm. Doing coaching courses. How did that come about?
So when I was in, it was the first year of the academies, and I came to Austin to run one of the academies and was introduced to a fellow Englishman called Adam Faller, who's the general manager at Lone Star, which is the club that I also help now. He started a company during COVID called Vital Hockey, and it was all about training online. And, you know, during COVID, we couldn't do anything. So there's, you know, he wanted to give athletes the opportunity to train, you know, 3 nights a week online in your living room. You know, the more touches on the ball, the better you get, essentially. So I came to Austin, met Adam, watched him do these live sessions in his studio that he built in his garage. And then we discussed the opportunity of merging the two companies together. So I had the academy side, he had the online business, and it just made sense to bring them both together and offer online coaching plus the in-person coaching. Anyway, I was in LA, he was in Austin, and my wife got the opportunity to move to Austin to set up a fitness studio, which was just so surreal. And you couldn't write it, honestly. Like, it's crazy how these things happen. So anyway, we moved to Austin, and then Adam and I set the business up together. So we now run 5 nights a week online, live coaching with different coaches. So we use a lot of the girls from the US women's national team. We use Ronan, who's in the Welsh team. And we try and utilize coaches for their strengths and give them the opportunity to give back. So it's a platform that allows, you know, players to learn and coaches to really give back to athletes what they learned in their careers. And that's back to the whole reason to why I started Leap, really. I wanted to give back. So yeah, we set that up and got in contact with Watch Hockey, and we decided, you know, it would be a great platform for them to use on their app. So we partnered with them on Train Hockey. So we're now producing 2 sessions a week on the Watch Hockey app. And huge partnership. And this is, you know, it just made me realize, like, what had been created over the 8 years that I've been doing this now. So we're now doing 2 nights a week on Watch Hockey, 5 nights a week online. We've got 10 academies set up this year. And we've just partnered with Osaka as well, who are sponsors of the FIH and USA Field Hockey. So the idea, you know, for us now is to create digital content around hockey and, you know, really grow the sport and give players, you know, that opportunity, really.
Yeah, that leads us really nicely into, where do you want to take Leap from here going forward?
Good question. There's so many avenues to go down. But I think realistically, what I would like to do is to produce our Leap Hockey membership on a global platform. And we're already in conversations with Osaka about how we can launch this in Europe, with Ronan in England to launch it in England. And ultimately, what we would like to create is the peloton of field hockey around the world. You know, we're looking at different products that we can bring out as well, that are going to help athletes train within their home. Because if you spend time in the right areas and on the ball and touches, you build confidence and your potential is unlimited. You know, when I was growing up, I had 4 TV channels and there was nothing to watch, to be honest. And so I spent a lot of time in my back garden. I spent a lot of time. My dad put a goal up and I would shoot balls and I would always be outside with touches on the ball. And I think, you know, within this day and age, we've got so much technology. It's important that we can utilize that and really allow, you know, people to get touches and train as many times as possible. And with that, with the live sessions, if you do miss one, there's an on-demand service so that you can do these workouts anytime. And we want to build over a global platform, have, you know, a membership that allows people to train whenever they want, bring in coaches that still want to be involved in the game and really sort of give them, you know, the chance to pass their knowledge and experience on.
And with that building of the global platform, are you going to take the Leap Academies international as well? So have one in the UK, have one in the Netherlands, go back to Australia?
Yeah. Absolutely. I was speaking to my wife about this last night and I am so excited. I haven't been back to Australia for 5 years now. And I loved it out there. If it wasn't so far away from home, I don't think we would have moved stateside. But yeah, we're looking to go back, and I'd love to go and run some academies out there and really push the membership and give, you know, these players in Australia and all around the world. You know, I'd love to go to Japan and run the academies. I'd love to go back to Europe and run the academies. And, you know, we've got the opportunity now to bring in coaches and the platform now to give them that opportunity to really pass their knowledge on to players. And, you know, I want to create something that's really special between coaches and athletes. And yeah, that's where it's going.
Okay, so let's talk about the platform. So you run these live sessions. What typically goes into them?
So over the course of the sort of 18 months that we've joined the companies together, we had our OG workout, which is about 45 minutes long. You do a 10-minute warm-up. You then do, there's six sections of the different skills. So one might be V-drags, one might be rollouts. We just introduced tennis balls in the workouts so that you can start to play off the wall and get your passing and trapping on form as well. But within those six sections, there's three different, there's six sections and then there's three different sections in each. So they're progressions. So the first one might be a general V-drag. The second one might be a V-drag off the right foot. And then the last one might be a V-drag with a little lift. So we cater for, you know, beginners up to international players, essentially. And the more you do these skills, the better you're going to get at them. If you can only do the V-drag, just basic one to start with, you know, how do we build that up so that you're then doing these V-drags with lifts at the end? So it's 45 minutes, 10-minute warm-up, six sections, and then we do a little warm-down at the end. And then we built out three new workouts within that 18 months. We now do like a HIIT session, which is short and sweet, 20 minutes, focusing on your fitness, your strength, and your skills all in one. So there'll be some push-ups in there. There'll be some squat jumps. There'll be, you know, running on the spot, running forward and back, like we change in direction. And we're trying to incorporate all the skills within hockey within those workouts. You know, all the main elements, your passing, your trapping, your defending, which is a lot of footwork. You know, even your goal scoring, you can do them without the ball. And the muscle memory that you can create from this is ultimately going to build that confidence and take you into your training sessions as well. And then the last one is reps on reps, which is six different skills. And you do them. So you do the first set. So you do three sets of 1 minute on each rep. So it's all about, you know, how good can you continue to do those reps under fatigue? We're in the process of building some new ones out as well. But the really exciting thing about the program is that we're just about to build out profiles that allows players to see how far they've come. And we've built out testing that allows us to test athletes on different skills. So when I was growing up, we got tested on our strength and our fitness, which I absolutely hated. Probably the reason why I didn't actually like being an athlete. But now being able to be tested on skills, okay, how can we get your skills more dynamic, more, you know, quicker? How can we get them to an elite athlete potential from doing them over and over again? And, you know, these sorts of things you can do in a 6 feet by 6 feet of space at home with a live coach. And the best bit about it is we give them feedback during the session because it's a two-way camera, and we give them written feedback after every session. So if you're looking for feedback on your skills, the platform allows you to get that on a regular basis.
Okay, so that interactivity that you talked about, is that from the person leading the session? Is that going to be a post-session review? So like yourself going and watching back the footage and then giving them that written feedback?
Yeah, so it's both. So if I'm coaching, I see all the athletes on the screen, so I can give feedback as we're going along. A lot of it's encouragement. You know, we want players to make mistakes. It's important to make mistakes. Like, you don't learn if you don't. You know, giving the encouragement to go and do it again. And can you get that next rep better? And then we have coaches on the back end who do watch all of the sessions and give individual feedback to each athlete on that session.
And so with that, both live and kind of afterwards feedback, is there a limit to how many people you can run a session with?
So we have the ability to run 500 athletes at a time. I'm sure our coaches on the back end would absolutely hate that. But there is potential to do that. And, you know, the membership's grown 100% in 18 months, which is absolutely amazing. And, you know, we're now in conversations with lots of clubs over here in high schools about incorporating this sort of training within their weekly schedules. You know, they might go and train twice with their team and they might play a game on a weekend, but you only get 12 minutes on the ball during that whole time. We did a little survey on it. If you train 5 nights a week with us, you get over 100 minutes stick and ball time. So it's really important that, you know, athletes do these weekly and build up the confidence and get those reps in to really push their hockey to the next level.
And with these sessions, obviously you're going to be limited by space.
Yeah.
How do you get into the more technical aspects of the game? So you talk about pushing and receiving. How do you work on things like controlled 3D lift passes?
So we introduced the tennis ball within some of these workouts. We want to build out some proper products that's going to allow us to do this. But introducing a tennis ball is obviously a lot lighter and bouncy. So you can throw little lifted passes into the wall, let it bounce back, and you can learn how to trap those. Another one we do for aerial receptions is you can, using a hockey ball, you can throw the ball up in the air and just get your hands up ready to receive that ball. So there's a lot of technical elements, and we got really creative with a lot of the skills that you can teach. Granted, a lot of them, you know, is in a small space, so when you go outside it's going to be in a bigger area, but building the confidence in a small space, you know, allows you to then go and try these skills and feel like you can do them in a bigger space outside. And it just gives coaches the opportunity during their training session to not spend as much time on those fundamental basics. You know, fundamentals take time to build. If you want to go into your training sessions with better fundamentals, this is a great way of doing it, because you limit the amount of time during your training sessions to spend on this sort of areas.
Are you going to have, you're going to have content that people can take away to work on the pitch? So for example, a technical skill that drives a lot of traffic on social media, I'm sure you've seen yourself, drag flicking. It's a big focus around drag flicking in hockey. It's a vital skill to have someone in your team with, especially at the high level. Do you have content helping with drag flicking, helping with penalty corners, that people can take away and work on the pitch?
Yeah, so on the Leap membership, you get access to the live sessions 5 nights a week, which all get recorded in the on-demand section. But also within that on-demand section, we've built out 50 skills which you can then go and work on the field. And these are like longer content videos that break down the skills specifically. And during that content, we actually give you drills to go and work on these. So I think there's ones on drag flicking. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm sure they're on there. There's ones on tomahawks. There's ones on some ramp 3D skills. But they're all on our on-demand library. And, you know, longer forms. So it actually gives you tips and drills for you to go and weigh and really work on those as well.
And we've not really touched on that. What does a membership to the Leap platform cost?
So the membership for the Leap platform is $38 a month. So you get your first week free. So if you'd like to come and trial it and you don't enjoy it, then that's fine. But if you do want to sign up, it's $38 a month, which is, you know, significantly cheaper than most individual training sessions with coaches. You know, you can go away and yes, you've got to be quite disciplined to go and do these and, you know, build up to doing them regularly and build them into your schedule. But for $38, you get 5 nights a week online. You get 20% off our academies. You get all the on-demand footage too, and you get the opportunity to work directly with myself and the other coaches that, you know, we have around the world as well.
So what sort of education do you give around the real elite level stuff? So things like nutrition, things like recovery in those sessions?
So we do a little warm up, we do a little warm down. Most of the content and at the moment is focused around skills and, you know, building that strength work within those skills and, you know, your fitness within a small area. We're in conversations with some partners about creating a full-on hockey strength program based around building strength for specific skills. And, you know, how can we strengthen your push pass? how can we make your aerial 10 yards longer? So we're in the process of putting all that together, and that is part of the business and, you know, part of the membership that we would like to have. Within that as well, we're also creating hockey recovery, which is going to be focused around, you know, obviously injury prevention, becoming more flexible, and the nutritional side of that as well is, you know, we at some point this week's going to be part of the membership. We're slowly, the strength program is what we're looking at next. We will then be sort of building out the nutritional side and the recovery side as well. So really exciting for what's to come in that sense. And yeah, I can't wait to build out a whole platform around, you know, being a professional athlete within the hockey environment.
Okay, so you're building out a kind of well-rounded hockey player, yeah, within the league platform. Are you going to look at things like match analysis?
So we don't at the moment. That is something that we haven't spoken about. There's a couple of Instagram accounts out there. A guy I worked with at WC Eagles, who I really enjoyed his videos. He created, you know, he was able to stop the game, circle players, move them on, and just, you know, seeing his analysis was brilliant. Definitely not something we've looked at the moment, but I'm pretty sure that is something that we could include. That's at a later date for sure.
Possibly something for the FIH partnership.
Possibly something for that, yes.
Okay, so we've kind of touched on where you want to go with Leap going forward. You want to build out this hockey peloton, I think was your exact word. So what do you think is a realistic timeline for the rollout of all of this stuff?
That's a very good question. I would like to say within the next 5 years, we would have everything up and running. I think, you know, everything takes a lot longer than expected. I am probably the most impatient person when it comes to things like this. Most patient when I'm coaching, you know, I understand that things take a long time and athletes take a long time to sort of, you know, grasp different skills. But when it comes to my own personal achievements, you know, I want things done yesterday. It's amazing to see how far it's come within the last 8 years. And it's crazy to think that it's been 8 years since I started this. But within the last, you know, two or three years since I've really started going for it, it's amazing. And I think within the next 5 years, with the products that we're looking to produce and the coaches that we've got already and the partnerships that we're producing, I think, you know, we're going to have a very, very good product in giving athletes the opportunity to really excel within the sport.
We've talked about Leap. Now I'd like to pick your brain a little bit about the state of hockey in the US. Obviously, we're just off the back of the Indoor World Cup.
Amazing.
Where they've outperformed everyone's expectations and finished fourth, which I think is incredible to look on from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
How is that reflective from your experience of working in field hockey in America?
It's really tough. The field hockey in America is really tough. A lot of it is focused around the college programs for girls. And it is predominantly a girls' sport over here. The men have now got an amazing new coaching. WC Eagles have an amazing indoor facility. And, you know, June is a fantastic indoor coach. So that bodes well for the women. The men are, it's a really exciting time for the men. A lot of it's based in California. And there's a lot of boys within that state that play. But, you know, it does have its restrictions. There's a lot of other sports that are predominantly played by boys in the boys section. You know, you've got lacrosse, baseball, football, basketball, and these are the big college sports. So, and field hockey isn't in college for boys. So there is, you know, restrictions from how much boys can play over here. So hence why it's predominantly a girls' sport at the moment. It is predominantly focused around the college system. And after college, athletes it's so intense during those periods. You know, you spend 5 years within the recruiting process trying to get to college. You then spend 4 years within a college system. So by the time you get to 24 at the end, a lot of athletes are burnt out. And that's, you know, you don't peak till you're 28. You know, it's crazy to see that so many athletes don't give it a full shot after college. But saying that, there's no structure in place that allows athletes to do that. There's no real club systems. And that is something that, you know, I've had conversations with a lot of people about recently, is how can we start club systems and how can we start, you know, a league that keeps athletes engaged after they leave college. So there's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of challenges here in the US. It's an amazing, it's amazing from high school through college. It really is, you know, elite. You have these massive stadiums, you have fields, you know, all over the place. But afterwards, there's nothing for athletes to play. So there needs to be a structure in place that allows people to play after they finish college. Yeah, it's a really tough question. And it's hard because obviously it's so big that you're going to have to split it up into regions. But it's something, you know, this is something we spoke about as Leap as well. And this is, you know, an area that we would quite like to go into and see if we can help in that situation as well.
And you touched on it there, it's predominantly played by girls in the US. Are you seeing that ratio start to change when you're running your academies, or is it still mostly girls that are attending?
I would say that it's 98-99% girls. We have had a few boys come and play at the academies, which I love it. I love the, you know, the boys just get involved as well. And, you know, it's great to see. One thing we are doing here in Austin is we're spending a lot of time in elementary schools trying to grow the game. And it's amazing how many boys are very good at this sport. But it comes back to those, you know, am I going to go and play hockey as a boy in college? No. Am I going to go and get a scholarship for baseball or lacrosse? Yes. So there's a lot, you know, USA Field Hockey put a lot of work into growing the game, and they have new staff in place, which are really going to elevate this and try and take this forward. But it comes with the reservations that, unfortunately, hockey isn't a boys sport in college. And, you know, these colleges are so expensive. Some are up to $80,000 a year. So if you're looking over 4 years, you know, it's $320,000 that you could get free if you're an amazing lacrosse player. If you go and dedicate your time to playing field hockey, you know, the chances of you getting a scholarship is absolutely zero because there's no programs. So it's a bit of a crazy system. And this is why there needs to be some structures in place for boys plus girls when they finish college, to allow, you know, the growth of boys hockey over here.
And to wrap up, what I'd like to ask is, if you could have any player come and join the Leap coaching team, who would it be?
Oh, that's such a good question. Oh, I'm going to have to think about this. Any player? Oh, you've really put me on the spot here. You could have texted me and said, this is going to be a question.
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you two. So Eddie Ockenden from Australia, absolutely loved playing with him. Fantastic, fantastic player, the world's best, amazing skills, defensively solid, midfield he played solid, and I just think his game is really something to be idolized. And then Zach Wallace for England, who is definitely going to become one of the better players in the world within the next few years, if not already. He's definitely one of the young players, and just his athleticism, his speed, his creativity is fantastic. And I think, you know, people would love to learn from him go forward.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much for having me. I've had that last question really threw me, gave me something to think about.
A huge thank you to Ross for joining us. You can find Leap Hockey on social media or by going to leaphockey.com, where they've got a 7-day free trial. If you've liked this episode, please like and subscribe. It really helps us keep these kind of episodes coming out.